Each week, I sit down with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, to bring you the news coming from the charity, some of the latest stories, some forward planning stories ahead, a look at campaigns, fundraising, a whole host of things that we chat about. And Matt joins us today from Judd Street in London.
Hello, Alan. Yes, change of location. Nice to be in Judd Street today. So good to speak to you.
Few things to chat about today, Matt, and you know, we talk a lot about technology, you know, really levelling the playing field for people with visual impairments in terms of everyday life. And I suppose we should really start with a look at some collaborations with tech.
As an organisation, we have a number of partnerships with companies for a variety of reasons. And actually, we do a lot of work with companies in the sort of tech space on sort of product development, and on sort of accessibility issues, because making products sort of accessible for blind and partially sighted people actually is a generic improvement to products for all of society. So we actually have some very strong and deep relations with a variety of tech companies. There's a couple of things at the moment that make that point. First of all, Amazon Echo, you know, we've teamed up to be able to have a direct link through voice technology to our helpline. So you can say, please call the RNIB helpline. It does it for you. So it's a win-win-win. And it just makes the point that as the RNIB, we have a lot to say and influence around technology. Another initiative, which is just launching at the moment, I'm just looking at it on our retail website, is our very positive relationship with Apple. Again, you know, Apple products, you know, whether it's your iPhone, your iPad, or your MacBook, are sort of leading edge when it comes to accessibility of the operating system. And I know a lot of blind and partially sighted people, including a lot of my colleagues at work, you know, would use the Apple ecosystem as basically the best place to get accessible technology. So certainly a company that we've had a positive relationship with on a number of fronts. And I'm delighted that we've sort of got a good spread of sort of new products of their range on our website now. There's about 20 products there. And then the one extra thing that we have managed to agree with Apple, you know, through this relationship is a 3-year warranty, which is not to be sniffed at, you know, to be able to take these products and know that you've got sort of 3 years of sort of insurance really around them, I think is an extra layer of confidence and assurance.
And we will have some more exciting news on the Echo connection for you very, very soon. Listen out to RNIB Connect Radio for that. I'll give you the details of the website and the helpline a little bit later as well. More good news as well, Matt, for RNIB is a nomination for yet another award.
Yeah, we need to build a trophy cabinet, Alan, don't we, here, really? I'm getting a bit ahead of myself. I think the fact that we're being recognised when it comes to awards, I think makes the point about the sort of rejuvenation of the RNIB and the quality of a lot of the work we've been doing, certainly through the pandemic, but also generally. And at the moment, we've got onto the shortlist for the Business Charity Award for the work that we did last year with DEFRA, with Aldi and Breaks Food and other supermarkets around access to food. And, you know, I know we talked about this a few times, but certainly, you know, from a year ago when the pandemic started, there was a lot of anxiety in society about being able to, you know, get access to food and things like loo rolls at the time. I remember a bit of panic in the country, and the work we did to provide blind and partially sighted people with access to food. And then that sort of we built out of there in terms of, you know, working with grocers on operational processes to make the in-store experience as secure as possible for blind and partially sighted people when they actually opened up from the summer of last year. So I'm delighted actually that we have been shortlisted for award around the work we did there, something that was very close to my heart and I was personally involved in at the time, knowing how important it was. And again, you know, linking back to the previous point about the Amazon Echo, you know, this was a large swathe of calls into our helpline through sort of April, May last year. There was lots of people concerned about access to food. And I'm delighted that the work we did not only, you know, landed last year in terms of providing a route for people, but has been recognised now in this shortlist. And I hope we can have a conversation a few weeks down the line that we might have won the award. I don't know, but it's nice to be shortlisted for the moment.
Fingers crossed for that one, Matt. Let's finish off as we like to always have a nod towards the fundraising. I mean, it does underpin absolutely everything that we do. And things are kind of getting back, we hope, later this year to a lot of face-to-face fundraising. And we've also got Marathon Mates coming up in May. So a busy time again.
Things are opening up now. You and I have been talking about getting a haircut and having a pint at some point in the not-too-distant future. And I think, you know, whether you're in any of the devolved nations, these things are now going to be open to us. And we would hope that society unlocking allows us to do a bit more face-to-face fundraising than we've done and start to do real events, not just virtual events. But in the meantime, you know, we have our very successful Marathon Mates, which is this sort of running 26.2 miles with a mate, with a friend, virtually, could be a work colleague, could be a family member, and clearly you don't need to do it together. The whole point is to do it virtually. This is live in May, that's when we start, and you get a month to run 26.2 miles. So it's not the most onerous of requirements, but it's just a bit of fun. It gets you out. As ever, any encouragement to take physical exercise at the moment, get out in fresh air, particularly now the weather's looking a bit warmer and the clocks have gone forward. But also it's fundraising. It's another vehicle for us to raise some much needed funds to underpin, you know, all the very vital work we do. So again, I would encourage your listeners to go on our website, find the link to Marathon Mates. If you can sign up, be absolutely delighted. And if you just want to publicise it through your own social media or publicise it through word of mouth or whatever to friends and family, it would be great to get as many people as possible participating. As of now, we're at 210 pairs signed up. We're just doing a big push internally to get more R&IB folk involved. And it'll be great if we could get somewhere up to sort of 400 or 500 pairs running in May.
Please do. Yeah, you can get more information by going to marathonmates.rnib.org.uk. And if you'd like more information on any of RNIB services, any questions you have around sight loss, or indeed some of the topics we've been chatting about today, do go to rnib.org.uk. And the helpline is there for you on 0303 123 9999. Or if you have the Lady A device, the Amazon Echo, then just ask her to contact RNIB helpline. Matt, great chatting with you. Fingers crossed, of course, for the awards. Hopefully in a few weeks we'll have some good news about that. And thanks once again for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, thank you very much, Alan. My pleasure, and I look forward to getting out, doing some training for Marathon Mates soon.